Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
Excellent, excellent. So, Thompson, I've been investigating getting you your first batch of great literature, the classic literature that everybody should read. What do you think about that?
It's fine.
Have you, now we were looking at some pictures of some books, the same books that I had when I was growing up, because, you know, that's what parents usually do, but this is the classic literature, so Jules Verne, Alexander Dumas, Robert Louis Stevenson, Mark Twain, Conan Doyle, Jules Verne.
The first one that I got when I was growing up was the very first one, The Two Men and the Invisible Dog.
Oh, Two Men and an Invisible Dog. Wow, that's sort of a kid's book. These are more the kids' versions of full-on adult classic literature that, you know, will stay with you for your whole life and allow you to access an intergenerational conversation. You'll be able to, these are the same ones that my parents read when they were kids and their parents read when they were kids, and basically everybody back to about the 19th century. What? That's why we call it a classic. Classic means old, but still around.
Well, do you know any books out there?
I sure do. Some of the greatest stories ever written, like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, or Robin Hood, or Tom Sawyer, or Huck Finn, or A Tale of Two Cities, or Oliver Twist, or David Copperfield, or The Oregon Trail, or The Call of the Wild, or White Fang, or The Adventures of Sherlock
White
Holmes.
Fang! That was the one that I read when I was in second. That was the second one I read after The Two Men and the Invisible Dog.
You read White Fang?
Yeah.
Do you remember who wrote it?
Well, I surely do in the old books.
His name was Jack London, and he actually is from Oakland, California, which is right across the bay. You've been to Oakland.
Wait a minute. I know what you're talking about.
They even named a square after him, the Jack London Square.
Oh, yes.
So, now you're getting better at reading, and that's part of why we're driving this, we're beginning the push to get you acclimated to the classic literature. But kids' versions, I mean, it's the kids' version, it's not the full-on. It's an abridged, meaning it's been changed a little bit, shortened.
Wait a minute. Do any of you know out there what a red blood cell is?
I certainly do. You're feeling scientific right now, huh?
Yep, sure am. Like using the scientific method.
Scientific method. Can you explain the scientific method?
Well, the scientific method is a method that you learn to do every day.
Uh-huh. And what is it? What is the method? Explain it.
Well, step one. Well, one is science, and two is mathematics. Three, design. Four, classic. And five, change.
Not exactly. I've never heard it quite put like that. That's an interesting method. I'm not sure what classic means, but I guess you're just sort of cobbling together different ideas.
Classic,
huh?
Means doing a new experiment, then figuring out what the new experiment looked like when you did it.
So, observation, hypothesis, experimentation, observation.
Yeah. Like that.
Now, do you think we should, I think we should do a little field trip and go over to the library today and see if we can find you a really good kids version of a classic literature so we can balance out all your science learning. Because, you know, science is like, okay. Science teaches you how to use your brain, but literature and art teaches you how to use your heart.
Okay, wait a minute. You look around for a literature for a kids' version literature book for me. Well, I just look around and read some books, I suppose. Don't you think?
Well, you're all the way up to chapter books. So I figure if we're going to have chapter books, why not just go for the gusto?
Well, why?
You know what that means?
What does gusto mean?
I'm not sure. I guess go for the big league, the excitement, the big time. Like, go full, do it to it, man. Take it to the top. Welcome to the next level. Go to the max. Get extreme. Go crazy. Go full on. And other synonymous phrases and slangs.
Well, sorry, but I think we're right out of time. Do you think we have lots of time left?
Yeah, we still have like 2 minutes. Yeah. Well, we have like a minute and a half. I guess we can do special shout-outs. We don't have to go full on. We could just go right over to the library right now. What do you think about that?
That'll be awesome.
All right, special shout-outs?
To Mama, to Colin and Lacey and Love and Brad and Josie. Oh, and don't forget Mama and Aloy and Uncle Dave. And remember, Brad and Josie.
And Godmother and Grandmother and Aunt Lisa and Aunt Lori and Aria and Allie and Lonnie and Angela and John and Jamie and everybody.
Get well, Angela.
Yeah. All right. And Velo and Anneli.
Velo and Anneli.
And V.
A V.
Everybody, love everybody.
Bye. Bye. Eoe.